Masechta Megillah, Parag Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, until Parag Gimel, Mishnah Vav. The second half of the Masechta discusses the laws of reading from a Sefer Torah and the various other parts of Tanakh, such as Haftorahs, which are read in the shul. And as an introduction to this discussion, the first three Mishnayos of this Parak discuss the sanctity, the Kedusha of the shul itself. So the first two of those Mishnayos discussed selling a shul, and one of the people who discussed the sanctity of the shul and selling it in the previous Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda. And so the Mishnah now says, V'odom Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda furthermore said another law regarding the Kedusha of a shul, and that is B'samidosh HaChorev, a shul which has been destroyed and is now in ruins, it's left desolate, a maspidim v'seichai, it is forbidden to eulogize in that shul, because to use what was a shul for the sake of an individual is considered a bit of a disgrace for the shul. Now the Gemara explains that if it is considered to be a public eulogy, for example, if a big Talmud Chacham passes away, so then it's considered to be a public event, as it were, since everybody comes to that hesped, to that eulogy, where they speak about the person who just died, and therefore that can be done even in a shul which has not been destroyed. So all the more so it can be done in a shul which has been destroyed. And it is forbidden to untie and work with ropes. People working with ropes would often need a large space, so they might want to use this shul. Says the Mishnah, it's forbidden. One cannot spread traps for animals in that shul. One cannot dry fruit on the roof of this shul, and one cannot use this shul as a shortcut. Just like all of these things cannot be done on a regular shul which is still standing, so too once it has been destroyed, these restrictions remain. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, I will destroy your holy places. So the Mishnah implies that even once these shuls are destroyed, they are still considered to be holy places. Kedushasan, their holiness and their kedusha remains after Shein Shomimin, even when they are destroyed and in a state of being desolate. Ends off the Mishnah, Olu b'asovim. If grass and weeds grow in that shul which has been abandoned, lo yisloish, one should not cut it down, mipnei angwas nefesh, in order that people be upset. When people see the weeds growing in the shul and they see the disgrace and the state of abandonment in which the shul is, and that will inspire them to rebuild the shul, and so the weeds should be left there, so there will be more a chance of rebuilding the shul. And so now the Mishnah's sort of introduction has ended, and from the next Mishnah, the majority of the remaining part of the Masechta will discuss the laws of Kriyas HaTorah, reading from the Torah.